I made the mistake of eating an olive.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most part-time podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
It's kind of like a part-time job, almost. Once a week.
Once a week, yeah, for about an hour-ish.
So, a once-a-week job.
Yeah. Very part-time.
Yeah, we're sometimes just like, this is nice, this upgrade.
Yeah, I got Andy a monitor, so he can now see what I see.
So I don't have to lean over or ask if she's hot or something.
I didn't really get him a monitor. It kind of fell into my lap.
Hey, works for me.
It was a broken TV, but it still shows a picture.
Yeah, hey, that's fine with me. That's all I need.
Yeah, it just happened to be down here because apparently the podcast area is where people store shit. Like that hope chest that's behind you.
I mean, it's a nice looking hope chest.
It is. I mean, it's nice, but it's not supposed to be here.
Are there any other upgrades I missed? Like, I got the chairs.
No, just the chairs and monitor.
Nice. Well, I like it.
Yep.
I like it. I'm so happy that I can see stuff now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. My grandma had an estate sale last week.
Oh, nice.
And my parents just got her TV, so that's where I got that one from. And the chairs. The chairs were left over.
Oh, nice.
And I got some LCD screen cleaning cloths.
Hey, you never have enough of those.
And an HDMI cable.
Hey.
I almost got another monitor, but someone actually bought it in the auction.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think someone bought it because it was just sitting there. And, you know, my grandma said you could just take whatever doesn't sell. So we're like, how about that monitor?
But it was sold.
Yeah, it was sold. Same with a turntable. I was eyeballing a turntable for a while.
That'd be great. And we got Three Hit Combo Podcast.
And I wanted to get the Rubik's Cubes, but...
Oh, Rubik's Cubes are always fun to just have sitting around, man.
Yeah, so...
Because everyone will just like... All
right. Yeah, we're just sitting here. There was two, so we could be playing with the Rubik's
podcast.
Cubes during the podcast. Whoever finishes first wins.
What do we win?
They get to do the stories.
Yay! I'd win, and I'd be like,
Well, now you can see, so I can just pull them up.
That is
and
true.
You can just read them.
Yeah, but you're so good at it.
And now it's a spoiler alert. You can see the first story.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. How are you?
Good.
I'm good.
How's your fiance?
Pretty haggard.
Who is here in the room, by the way. She just doesn't have a mic. Yeah. So if you hear us talking to a mysterious third person, that's who.
It's Camilla. We're going to go see our officiant after this.
That sounds fun.
Eh, it's not bad. I don't have anything to like report to him because this month's been insanely busy. So
yeah,
I'll be like, he's like, what have you guys done? I'll be like,
you had a dinner party. You get to say that with the wedding party.
Put a deposit on the caterer. There we go. That's about it. I think that's all we did this month. Oh,
save
yeah.
The
save
dates.
The dates. Yeah. Did you have fun last night?
I did.
You did? Good.
And a lot
I'm
of
glad.
Fun.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad.
The only thing that was weird is when your sister brought up our dates.
that we
went on like, what, 6 years ago?
She doesn't let shit just go. She does it to me. Like, remember that time you hit me in the face with something? Marissa, we were in grade school when that happened. Remember that time I hit you in the face with the freezer door? Yeah, we were like five. But yeah, she doesn't let shit go. What'd you think of Jitterbug?
Jitterbug was awesome. Jitterbug. Kept hiding by my feet.
Maybe it smelled Max.
Yeah, Max. Max. Yeah, that is my dog.
It was like, Max?
Yeah.
I'm comfortable by him.
Yeah, I made the mistake of eating an olive.
Oh.
I don't like olives. But I thought, I was like, I'll try it. Eh. And then I bit into him like, this has been a mistake.
Mistake.
I still hate olives.
I stayed up till like 3 in the morning washing dishes. It was
insane.
Oh,
really? You did that?
It wasn't
then?
Bad.
Like,
Well, we got Miss Drunky McDonald's. falls a lot over here who's like...
Nine times. She fell nine times. Yeah. Oh, you counted.
And then this morning she's like, I hurt. And
I hurt.
I wonder.
Because you kept falling to the ground. That's why you hurt.
Yeah, but I thought you were like, I'm so beat up feeling. You took a couple stumbles on the hardwood.
And on the, what was that, a treadmill?
That's... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you fell on the treadmill a couple times, like onto the feet of the treadmill.
Yeah. Everyone, we're just kind of like, yeah. Don't fall like, on don't the treadmill.
Yeah, you know.
Of course you don't remember anything.
Which I also forgot when we were driving here that in that Apple moonshine stuff, Eric and I were trying to fill it up, so we put Fireball in it and mixed that together. So.
Oh. Wait, when did you put Fireball in it?
It was towards the end of the night, but it was like the last drink she had.
Oh, well. No wonder.
Be mad. Look at you trying to be grumpy and stuff. And yeah, taking it out on me. So I'm glad you had a good time. Cards was fun. I did.
Yes, cards was fun.
Cards is always fun.
That was so funny that Mitch called his run. He had two cards. He ended up winning with 10.
I know. He's good at that.
John could not fucking read the cards.
John was... John, I fucking love John.
Oh my god, I just fucking love John.
Although Camilla could not read the cards either.
Yeah.
And then she threw them all on the ground.
Oh yeah, you did.
No, she does remember something.
Do you remember punching Meryl? I know.
Yeah, I did. Do you remember punching Marissa? She wishes. Oh my god.
I'm just waiting for it. No.
No, you didn't punch Marissa. You did kick her, though.
Someone should have walked by just nonchalantly and been like, Marissa's talking, and just smacked her head into the table. And you're good.
That's mean. What if she listens to this?
She doesn't. Marissa doesn't fucking listen to this.
Well, I said the same thing about Camilla, and apparently Camilla listens whenever we talk about her.
You have the good knack about it. I'm going to listen this time.
Yeah. What if Camilla listens to this? She won't listen.
She does.
That's saying, you know, I get a text. Quit talking about my wedding.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, it was real fun.
Real good.
The food was good.
Good.
Yeah, it was really
there
good.
Yeah, that'll make her Italian heart happy. The question was, what about the food did you like?
The fact that it was good.
It was delicious.
It was delicious.
I ate that. I ate it real good. We finished off, I think I counted 9 bottles of wine. 8 or 9.
And I only had... No, I had 3. Well, no, I had about 2.5 glasses. Because I had 1 glass of something dark. There was a bunch of dark wines. Yeah. And then I finished off like 10 drops of a bottle. And then I had that sweet wine.
The Blue Kinky's almost gone.
And then I switched to beer.
Oh, yeah, I had a beer there. I forgot about that.
And like 3. That's probably why I wasn't as smashed as Camilla. Although I did have a bunch of Kinky shots. I only planned on having 1, but every time they wanted to do more, they handed me another one. They're like, you're part of it now. I'm like, all right. Here we go.
I'm not even mad.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time.
That is like the 4th time you have said that.
Because I'm glad you had a good time, Matt. That's the point of being a host. You gotta make sure.
It was fun. I like sitting at the base of the dick table.
I love being at the dip.
Andy and Camilla had the table shaped like a dick. There was awesome. A round table and then a rectangular table.
Also, the toilet paper was in the shape of a dick?
I did see that. Yeah. The toilet paper was also in the shape of a dick.
It's not a party with Andy unless something's a dick.
That was classy.
So classy.
I wore a button-down shirt for this.
You did. You were probably one of the best dressed.
Really? No, I just put on a button-down shirt.
Did you notice how much chest hair John had shooting out of his shirt?
No, I didn't notice.
John has so much fucking hair, but it was just like a tuft. I think it like by the end of the night, the buttons had just opened by themselves, but it was just a tuft of fucking hair. Every time we'd play cards, I'm like, John, I'm hair.
Well, I was basically wearing this white shirt, and I was like, yeah, I could probably throw on a button-down shirt. Which was nice because I have a sunburn that's peeling, so I'm glad that I wore a collared shirt.
How'd you get the sunburn?
At my grandma's estate sale. I was out in the sun for like 8 hours.
Ugh. All right.
I didn't think I was out. You probably can't see it anymore. It's been like a week, but I didn't think I was in one direction very long.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, you can't tell anymore. But this arm was more burnt than this arm.
Oh man. You got a nice farmer's tan going, though.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's good.
Yeah.
Nebraska farmer's tan.
Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah. What day was it?
Last Saturday.
Was that one of the hot days?
Yeah. It was warm. Yeah. It was like 77. I wore jeans. I shouldn't have worn jeans. Walking around.
Jeans are always the pants that you're just like.
There was funnel cakes, though. I didn't have one, but there were funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes are so bad for you.
I know.
Fried dough and sugar.
I mean, you know, we all eat things that are bad for us.
Yeah.
But that's literally it. Like, it's just only bad things for you. It's horrible. It's just god awful. Yeah, it's like made to be bad.
Yeah, there's nothing redeeming about funnel cakes.
No, I just had a hot dog.
Nice. Was it good? Was it a Nathan's hot dog?
No, it was a Polish dog or something. Oh. It was not a Nathan's hot dog. If it was a Nathan's hot dog, I might have sent you a picture. Look what I'm about to gobble.
Gobble, gobble, Nathan. Gaming?
Yes, let's get to gaming after I mentioned that. I started playing Minecraft again.
Oh, yeah.
And I got some mods. That's
nice,
cool.
What'd you get?
More swords. More swords. So there's more swords.
All
right. Emerald mod, where you can actually make shit with emerald.
Oh,
you
nice.
Make, like, swords and pickaxes
nice.
And shit.
Because
like
isn't emerald and vanilla just kind of... Like
it's just currency with villagers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lots of mobs, which are just a bunch of different animals.
Oh. Okay.
I actually got saved by doing that because I was playing on hardcore mode and I spawned next to sheep. And, you know, you don't get food from sheep. And I'm, like, starving. So I get on a boat and just leave. Nice. And I found whales.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And so I was able to kill the whales and dive down and get whale meat.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
And then after that, I lived on frogs' legs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. And then I got biomes aplenty, which is just different biomes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it easier to do mods now?
Yeah, I got the Forge mod loader.
All right.
And it's real easy.
Okay, because back when we were doing it, mods were a bitch.
The only thing I couldn't get going is the minimap. Okay. No, minimap I just couldn't get to work. It's in there, but it just doesn't working. I got the backpack mod.
Ooh, does that just give you a bigger...
Yeah, it gives you more storage. That one kept crashing the game, so I had to get rid of that one.
Huh. Too many items.
That's a mod, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's so many mods for Minecraft. They just need to make an API, so then you could just install mods.
Yeah. And
that'd be so nice.
I wanted to get the meteor mod, but I decided against that. It's just random fucking meteors come down and
smash
into shit. Yeah.
That's really cool. We just... Wake up one day and your fucking house is gone.
Yeah. All right, let's get into gaming news.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Marvel's apparently done with bad movie tie-ins. Says Avengers need the right developer.
The only Marvel games I know of are on mobile devices.
Yeah,
I don't know of any.
Someone
other.
Mentioned that the Thor game was good on DS or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Marvel's head of games, TQ Jefferson, stated that movie licensed games were popping out all the time and most of them sucked. And now we would rather not have a game than to just sign something out on time.
I think everybody said this before.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're not going to make shitty games, and then they just let it roll.
He says it has to hit three pillars: fun and engaging gameplay, true to the characters, and compelling story. Without hitting those notes, we shouldn't do it. gamers know better. They're not going to flock to something that's subpar.
Yeah, especially like whenever I see movie-based games, I'm just like,
yeah.
They have such a bad, notorious rep
for
just being just shitty.
Evolve community manager Josh Olin has lost his job over a tweet about Donald Sterling. Now, you've heard about Donald Sterling, right?
I don't think I have. Really? I might have, but... Oh, Donald Sterling's the NBA guy.
Yeah, the Clippers owner.
My bad.
The one that was recorded saying ridiculously racist things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Well, he said something. Here's an unpopular opinion. Donald Sterling has the right as an American to be an old bigot in the security of his own home. He's a victim.
Nice.
Now, I can understand that you might think, like, oh, he got recorded. First of all, he asked to be recorded.
He did.
Camilla,
go in the
garage. We want to go in the garage.
Yeah, Mitch called me, so he must have called her then.
So I can understand that if you say, like, oh, well, he shouldn't have been recorded. First of all, he wanted to be recorded, from what I remember. Like, all those conversations were recorded. But he's certainly the furthest thing from a victim.
I know, yeah. Like, well, one, wasn't it his mistress?
Yes, who is half black, half Mexican. And he told her not to bring black people to his games.
That's like, I mean, for being the owner of an NBA team, man, that's like your biggest crowd is those minorities.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, like, what do you... But so this dude was the.
He was a community director for Evolve. Yeah.
That game looks legit too. Have you watched any videos for it?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's made by the Left 4 Dead dudes, Turtle Rock. Mm. But basically, it's really good team based gameplay.
She didn't turn the light on.
No, she's just in there in the dark.
She's in my garage in the dark.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks pretty good. It looks like a very well-made team-based game.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited for it to come out.
Kevin Spacey becomes the new villain in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Oh, you look like you're talking shit about me.
No, we were wondering why you were in the garage in the dark.
Yeah.
But yes, I saw this video and I'm like, fucking, that's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, fully rendered Kevin Spacey.
And I mean, it's a well-rendered Kevin Spacey, too.
Yeah, it is.
Have you watched the trailer for it? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really, I don't think it really stands out.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to buy it. I'm waiting for Treyarch's, though.
It just seems like it's a generic shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Like 9,000. It's like, these people don't want democracy. They want to feel safe.
Yeah. You know?
The only difference is it's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Well, when I first saw it too, my first thought was, yeah, you have enough money to do that.
Yeah, he does. He did something else too. I don't remember it all. So
a game?
No.
He did House of Cards.
Yeah, he did House of Cards. There was something else he did recently. I forget, though. Sony lost $1.2 billion over the last fiscal year.
And most of it's their PC. Like... arm of them.
Yeah, PlayStation brand has continued to make money hand over fist, Vita excluded for the most part, but the strong software sales, 7 million sold PS4 units, and strong PS3 sales just aren't enough to dig Sony out of its current financial rut. Back in February, Sony's financial experts issued a statement saying they expect the company to lose $1.07 billion over the course of the fiscal year. Turns out the company is in slightly worse shape than previously expected. Earlier today, Sony released final calculations for the fiscal year, and another $200 million loss has been added to the previous numbers.
You know what? Sony's been losing money since the PS3 came out, and they're still doing fine. So,
$1.2 billion is a lot, man.
I know that's a lot of money, but it was billions back when the PS3 came out, because I remember people freaking out that, oh my god, Sony lost so much money from the PS3 that they're going to close, and now they're such a multi-billion dollar company that, I mean, I know that's a huge chunk of money, but I think...
You know, and people are also freaking out because they did things like sell their headquarters in Tokyo and stuff like that.
I mean, they're fine. Look, the PlayStation, that should be Sony's, like, head fucking brand is the PlayStation.
Think so? You think they can survive with...
No, not just the PlayStation. No, but I mean, that's like their moneymaker is that thing.
Yeah.
That has to be their moneymaker. I know they make TVs. They make decent TVs.
They are discontinuing their 3D TVs.
I saw that, yeah. That's crazy.
And they already scrapped PC products.
Yeah, the Vio was... Vio, to me, when it first came out, was always like, oh, those are neat, but I'm not going to buy one.
Yeah, I didn't know anyone that had a Vio.
Yeah, I knew, like, one person, and it was decent, but that was about it.
Mm-hmm. Rockstar reveals which of its games will be affected by the GameSpy server shutdown. Right. Now, GameSpy shutting down servers in a ton of games.
Yes. Yeah. In the thousands, I think.
And there's a lot of games that are just like, oh, we're not going to multiplayer anymore. Yeah. Which is crazy. Grand Theft Auto 5, no changes.
That's nice.
Max Payne 3, online multiplayer gameplay will be removed from the Mac version.
That sucks.
No more social club or in-game leaderboards. Red Dead Redemption, online multiplayer will be unaffected, which is great.
Yeah.
Because that game's sweet. No more social club.
That's fine.
No more leaderboards. Or no, just for PS3.
Yeah.
No leaderboards for PS3. Grand Theft Auto 4, multiplayer unaffected, social club removed, leaderboards removed for PS3. Midnight Club.
Which I kind of forgot about this.
Online multiplayer gameplay will be removed for the PS3. So will leaderboards. So will social club.
It's basically all their, like, really old games.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars. No more social club minigames, no more social club content locks, and no more website stat tracking.
That's so fucked up. No.
Midnight Club 3?
Yeah.
Online multiplayer gameplay is removed and the leaderboards are removed.
Which Midnight Club 3 was like PS2.
Was it really?
Yeah. Damn. Midnight Club 3 was, I remember renting it for PS2.
Wow.
Yeah.
The good things here, at least for me, in Grand Theft Auto 5, there will be absolutely no changes.
Yeah, that's nice.
And Red Dead Redemption's not even losing its multiplayer.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Dude, Red Dead Redemption's multiplayer was the shit.
It's fun. Yeah. I still come back to that every
that
now and
game
then.
Was just the shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what's on deck.
Oh, you see what...
Yeah, what's these fuckers up to?
GameStop CEO reveals that over 100 locations will shut down. But they will be opening up 425 mobile-focused stores.
Mobile-focused. What? All right, yeah, read some. That's.
It seems as that, though almost every facet of media and entertainment these days are impacted in some way by the ever-growing digital space. In regard to the latter of that, however, retail giant GameStop will be closing down over 100 locations while expanding its efforts elsewhere. Whether it's due to the increasing popularity of mobile devices and the applications they offer, or the aforementioned digital market space, GameStop CEO Paul Raines announced 130 GameStop locations would be shutting down within the fiscal year, going on to outline plans that help further the company's already successful growing position in mobile retail.
You know what I don't get? All right, it says right here, they made $9.4 billion last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, That's not enough money.
Well, that is a 1.7% increase from the previous year.
But I guess we're talking in billions, so
yeah,
that's so much money. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they're talking about mobile stores.
Better not be like. It probably will be a lot of mobile games. Like,
yeah.
Hey, play Angry Birds. Dick Edition.
Dick Edition. But yeah, I'm interested to see that.
Yeah.
How that'll look, because that's weird, a GameStop focused around mobile gaming that I can do on my phone.
Yeah.
So.
That you don't even need to go to a GameStop for?
Yeah, I don't
for.
Need to go to a GameStop for, so yeah, that's interesting.
All right, Andy, that'll do it for gaming news.
Yay.
Let's go into technology.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sony crams 3,700 Blu-rays worth of storage into a single cassette tape.
This makes no fucking sense to me at all.
I'm going to assume Sony just unveiled a tape that holds a whopping 104, 148 gigabytes per square inch, meaning a cassette can hold 185 terabytes of data. I'm going to assume vacuum forming a technique called sputter deposition to create a layer of magnetic crystals by shooting argon ions at a polymer firm substance.
Dude, shit just got insane. Why are they messing with tape, though? Why are they dicking with tape? Like, I know tapes...
Wow.
I know tape's a good like, system, but tape deteriorates and stuff.
Yeah. And you have to rewind tape by, you know, putting a pencil in the,
yeah.
in the cassette.
This is cool. You fit 3 Blu-rays worth of data on 1 square inch of Sony's tape.
That's incredible.
That's insane. I remember...
Cassettes are making a comeback.
I know. I know. That's... Why? Why are they dicking with tape? Why the fuck are they messing around with tape?
I don't know. Could you imagine that instead of like a hard drive bay in your computer, you just
tapes.
Have like a... Yeah, you can just put a cassette in there.
That wouldn't be bad.
That would be really easy to switch out hard drives if you needed to do that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be crazy? There'd have to be some system then of rewinding the tape all the time if it's having to look for info.
That's true.
But anyways, neat technology. I don't know. I still think it's goofy as shit that Sony's messing with cassette tapes.
Yeah.
In this day and age. But hey.
Oh, well, more power to them.
Yeah, more power, yeah.
Solar jet fuel has been created for the first time.
Did NASA do this?
Let's see. European scientists, yeah.
Damn.
The scientists who have been working at this for 4 years under the Solar Jet Project have only made a jar of the solar jet fuel so far, but they imagine the future where 20,000 liters of jet fuel could be made per day from a full-scale version.
Damn.
Basically, they made jet fuel from the sun.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Simulated concentrated sunlight at a temperature of 1,300 degrees. And then converts it to water and carbon dioxide when it burns. That's insane.
It's fucking impressive.
Oh my God, look at the machines it has to go through.
Wow.
Jesus. This screen might be the greatest invention to this podcast you've ever done. Jeez.
That's a lot of science right there.
Yeah. Well, good for them. If this is going to help, like, space travel.
Oh, hey, look, it's a scientist in the... In the comments. How many more scientists?
Yeah, let me...
Oh, he was already wrong.
Yeah. Internet comments are great.
Yeah.
Huh. That's pretty neat, though. That's neat technology.
An unholy union between Comcast and EA may bring games to your cable box.
I saw...
Doesn't that sound horrible, Comcast and EA?
Yep. That's just like two of the worst companies in America.
They're working on a deal that could... They have won that worst company in America contest.
Comcast has?
Both of them.
Well, yeah, I know
both of them have won.
Did you see that EA's not in it anymore because EA would just keep winning?
Yeah.
So they kick them out.
Comcast and EA are working on a deal that could bring games to your cable box. What games in particular is a matter that is apparently still being discussed, though it's rumored that it could include casual games like Plants vs. Zombies, Madden, and FIFA.
It makes sense. I mean... Those are casual games, and
yeah.
People want to play them on the TV. But really? Come on.
Come on, man.
Like, it's getting to the point now where everybody is making their own fucking game consoles and their own controllers, and it's getting kind of ridiculous.
And we still don't have the Apple Pippin 2.
Yeah. We need the Pippin.
Yeah.
But it just, like, fucking Amazon has that streaming box now. Everybody's streaming. Just fucking everybody.
Yeah, Steam.
Steam?
Steam Box or Steam Machine.
Yeah, Steam's got its own controller.
Goofy ass controller.
I know. I'm holding my reservation, or I'm holding my judgment until I can actually, like, physically play with one, because that's just. Those touchpads look insane.
Yeah.
And the Amazon box has its own controller now. I'm pretty sure Comcast will have its own controller.
You just use your remote.
Okay, volume up is to run.
God, that would suck.
Fuck. But yeah, it just... It's getting too...
Saturated.
Too saturated. And it's just... And fucking Comcast. Like, they're basically, like, fucking whipping Netflix, too, for Netflix having to pay to... for.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix pays Comcast so its users can stream through Comcast.
Yeah.
Because it costed Comcast too much money.
Oh, yeah. Comcast
is losing money from streaming Netflix. Well, did you know that Netflix at like 7 o'clock is 35% of the internet's usage?
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, Netflix is huge. But that's fucked up that Netflix has to pay an internet service provider.
Just to be on it?
Just to be on it.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Because of that, Netflix is already talking about raising their prices.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bullshit is what it is. And the cable companies aren't going to get... They're not going to drop their fucking prices. They're just going to raise them.
Yeah, cable companies are ridiculous. Yeah,
cable companies are assholes. That's South Park. Have you seen the South Park?
Yeah.
That does them perfect.
How bad would it bum you out?
Yeah. Oh, tell me. Yeah.
All right. That will do it for technology news. Let's go into news.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
Oh, hey. This is nice.
The city of Portland has decided not to flush millions of gallons of drinking water that might have been tainted by a teenager who urinated in the reservoir.
Good.
However, the water will still not be going to customers' taps. Instead, about 35 million gallons have been diverted from the kidney-shaped Reservoir 5 to an empty reservoir to determine how long its quality can last as a public water feature.
What?
Officials had planned to drain the water from the reservoir into the sewer system after authorities say Dallas Swanger was caught on camera 2 weeks ago urinating into it. Test results from the day after the incident found the water was safe to drink. That some neighborhood residents for aesthetic reasons don't want to see empty reservoirs at Mount Tabor.
Dude, basically they're just putting it in a different reservoir until they figure out what to do with it.
We're going to be monitoring it to see how long it stays fresh and clear. First of all, they already determined it's safe to drink.
Yeah. But no, now because someone peed in it, they're like,
why don't you just like fucking water something with it?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, bring it to the plants. There's nothing bad in our like urine's
California's fucking dry as shit.
The wildfires. Just pick that shit up for the wildfires.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to find out how to transport all this water from Portland to California, but just do it.
Yeah. So, oh, well. At least
someone start a fire in Portland.
Yeah. Just fuck up Portland so they'll use it.
Why did you do this, Timmy?
Podcast told me to.
At least they're not dumping it.
Yeah, that's good.
Because that was like a the fuck
yeah
kind of thing. Because that'd be such a waste of water.
Yeah, it would. Students suspended after teacher accidentally shows porn in class.
What?
A Kansas City teacher allegedly showed porn to his school biology class, but it was two students who got in trouble. Now, when the projector came on, the student saw a pornographic snapshot of a naked woman. Thinking quickly, a female student took a picture. Okay. The student shared the picture with her boyfriend, who forwarded it to a friend. A few hours later, the picture had debuted on Facebook. The girl who took the photo and her boyfriend were suspended for 2 days by school officials for inappropriate use of electronics.
Oh my God. The school is trying to hide something?
Yeah.
What the fuck were they trying to hide? That teacher is just looking at porn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He should be able to do that on the overhead.
I know. I mean, that's his bad that he shouldn't even be doing that in school in the first place. But that's the sole action of a teacher. The school's not trying to fucking hide anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's stupid. That's funny. They got suspended for basically, like...
Just taking a picture.
Yeah, taking a picture.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, parents get butthurt over things like that.
Yeah, very quickly.
That lady's name was Lori Lester.
Oh, see, now this is when the monitor doesn't come in handy, because this guy's a funny name. And if you read it, it's going to ruin your reaction. Okay, I'll do it quick. Canadian man was arrested for exposing his genitalia in Mooney's Bay Park. Donald Papadick is accused of exposing his genitalia. On April 14th, the police started getting reports that a white adult male in his 60s was flashing people at the park.
Don Papadick.
Police say Papadick flashed someone on the pathway while police were nearby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my my God. That guy's fucking name is Papa Dick. Oh, my God. And he was popping a dick. How just... How good is that?
That's good shit.
That is great shit.
All right, so that will do it for this episode of 3 Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com. And search for us on YouTube, 3 Hit Combo Podcast. So, for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.